Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Did you see former Manchester United player, striker Diego Forlan? He swapped his football boots for a pair of tennis shoes. He's going pro to play doubles on the ATP Tour. Well, Forlan's athleticism maybe might make his change in roles somewhat a smoother transition than what might otherwise face some people in a career change. But to discuss some tips and advice on a career change, I'm joined by chartered work and coaching psychologist Leisha Redmond-McGrath. Leisha, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
Now, it might be easier for the likes of Forlan to do what he's doing, but a career change for the rest of us is a big move, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a big decision and one not to be taken lightly, but it's definitely possible. And if you're somebody, you know, who is constantly being plagued by dreams of what if and what if, I encourage people to scratch that itch if it keeps coming up for them. Yeah.
What if it turns out to be a nightmare?
Well, I think that we can, that's true, but I think that we can try and do some stuff in before we make any commitments to change. Do you know what I mean? To try and mitigate against any nightmares. And I think if we can potentially talk to people who work in that industry, maybe try and get some work experience in the new role, and really look into what the nuts and bolts of it are, you know, not just the rose-tinted glasses version of what it might be, but what the nuts and bolts of it really are, then I think we can start to make informed decisions. And of course, if it requires something like training or additional education or experience of some description, that's also a kind of a sanity check before we maybe have to make the final move.
I love that, the sanity check. There are other people who have changed their careers successfully as well. Una Carmody, at the age of 61, has swapped an administrative career in the arts sector to become a chef. And Louise Amazing. Kennedy left a chefing role to become a writer, picking up awards along the way as well. And I'm sure people have their own stories. You can text us to 51551. What stops people, Leisha, in your opinion or your experience, from changing careers?
It tends to be, I suppose, something rooted in fear. Very often people will end up, I don't know how many accountants and lawyers and people, particularly in professional services actually, that I've sat across from over the years, and they've said, God, I never wanted to be, but I just did the thing that I was supposed to do. You know, back in the day, it was the good pensionable job. Then, you know, if you get enough points for a certain course, you feel like you should do it. And then you just keep going, the next level, the next level. But I think that for people, increasingly what our careers mean to us, and certainly what they mean to the generations coming behind me and maybe you, careers are more than just jobs. And I think that when we can reframe that a little bit from, it's not just something that's there to pay the bills. And actually, this might be an opportunity for us to really pursue our passions, maybe travel, maybe meet new people or whatever it is, learn a new skill. Then it really starts to open the door. But I think when people are thinking about, God, it's going to take years to retrain, and what if I can't get a job, and, you know, what will other people think? Then I think all those fear-based concerns can hold
people back.
That
can be the truth, can't it? Because as you go on in your life and your career, your debts and your bills mount up, your obligations, basically. And if you're to change career, well, it's likely you might start at the bottom of the ladder.
Yeah, or towards the bottom. And what I always say to people is, look at the responsibilities. We don't, unfortunately, have magic wands. And most people at that stage in your career, you're in some sort of a matrix with responsibilities, maybe their financial responsibilities, maybe their caring responsibilities. You can't just all of a sudden abdicate those, you know, or most people can't just abdicate those and go off on a figgery to train in something random. So you have to look at the maths, you have to look at what's realistic. And I like that seesaw analogy. Maybe you can start to pick up some of the new skills, maybe do a nighttime course, maybe get some experience, start building up that experience while still working in your existing job. And then you can kind of transition. Now, of course, that approach, you know, runs the risk of taking too much on, and you don't want to burn out either. So, you know, so it really has to be a very informed and careful and conscious choice. And I would encourage people to, you know, to look for support, to articulate their plans, to chat to people who've maybe done it, so that they get a realistic understanding of what's involved.
Yeah, look for support from your family and people living with you, because if you make a career change and suddenly it places a burden on the rest of the family, well, that can't be good, can it?
No, it can't. But neither, I don't think, just on the other side of that coin, neither is doing a job that you absolutely hate and
Yeah.
that's causing you stress and maybe to be a less friendly person at home. I
That's a
mean,
fair
at the
point,
end of
yeah.
life research, you know, people don't tend to regret the things they do. They tend to regret the things that they haven't done, the chances they didn't take. And sometimes it's not as scary or it's not as huge a deal as it might be because yes, if you're changing something that's technically, you know, the examples from chefing to writing or from, you know, maybe you need to learn some technical skills, but a lot of the stuff about how we are at work, how we operate in organizations, the motivation, the discipline, all of those things, they do stand to you still when you transition. So it's maybe not starting at the very bottom, you know, but it is, I often use the analogy, you're bringing suitcases with you from one job to another. What are the skills that are transferable? And yes, in your opening example, athleticism and, you know, lots of sports psychology and different things like that, I'm sure would make that athlete's transition easier. But actually, we have more transferable skills than we often think we have, particularly if we're moving, you know, from one type of office job, you know, to another, or one type of industry to another. It may be that you're still greeting the public, or it may be that you still have to manage something to a tight deadline, or, you know, there's lots of
Yeah,
transferable
and people
skills.
sometimes, don't they, Leisha, forget about those transferable skills. Another option as well, and I know I'm being very negative here and playing devil's advocate, but another constructive option people have very often is a career break. And the best case scenario is you take a career break from your current career, you try the new thing and it works out. Or the worst case, it doesn't work out and you go back happily to your old career.
Or the other thing as well, just looking at other options, is the other the second the career that you're really interested in, maybe you can do it as some sort of hobby. Maybe there's some sort of version of it, or you can volunteer in it, or, you know, there are many ways to look at these things. And I think what's brilliant about the world of work now is we're breaking down, increasingly breaking down barriers and starting to open up people's minds around the different types of ways that they can look at their career, because we get so much more from a career that we are passionate about, that we're really fueled and interested in, that's doing good, that, you know, that has purpose behind it, rather than just a job that you've got to show up and you're dragging your hands behind you on the ground.
Yeah, well, I know. And there are people like that. All right. You speak so eloquently and so wisely about the do's and don'ts and the advice for a career change, Leisha, I must say. And I'm sure you're not thinking of a career change from being a chartered work and coaching psychologist. But if you were, and I know you've come across an awful lot of careers in your work, what would you think of, do you think? What's on your list?
I think I would maybe do something that is more physical, maybe something in the health, maybe like dance or nature or outside hiking or something like that. But I do try and bring nature and being outside into some of my work as well. But
Okay.
yeah, I think I'd probably do something more physical, like strength training, or, you know, training to be like a personal trainer of some description or
Yeah.
something like that. But
Okay.
that's a great question. I
Very,
haven't
very
reflected
interesting.
on
Very interesting.
it.
A listener says, from someone in a training company, we have people every day retraining. Don't think twice. Go for it. Just make sure it's practical and credible, which is along the lines of what you're advising as well. Another listener says, I spent 20 years in payroll, then 10 years in internal security and civil service, now 7 years in healthcare work in the community. My God. My husband, says another listener, went from accounting to medicine. That's the calibre, all of those three texts. That's the calibre of listener we got on Drive Time, Leisha. No question about their superb. Leisha Redmond-McGrath, chartered work and coaching psychologist. Thank you very much indeed.